It's among my very earliest memories. I was 5, and it would be, I don't know if it was called preschool then, but that's what it was. And the instruction was crystal clear from the teacher. You can hear the voice. Don't open your milk. Now, as is the case in life, typically I think that rules don't apply to me. Well, they apply to others. I remember thinking about it. But it was lunchtime, and it was right, the carton was right in front of me. Certainly this could not pertain to me. So not only did I open it, but true to form in my style of overcommitting to everything, I absolutely took the biggest swallow of that milk that I possibly could, almost downing the whole pint in a single swallow, to find out it was sour, and then I threw up. Now, yeah, my poor parents. I'm sure that Mom and Dad would both agree that those challenges that I had in listening to proper authority were really from the beginning. It didn't just manifest himself in that moment, but it was a moment that I remember very clearly. And we have something today. I mean, it was an epiphany, right? An epiphany of, you know what? Sometimes with people authority, they're telling you something, you really ought to listen to them. They know what they're doing, even if you don't understand it. And what do we have of these characters of the Magi? Whoever they were, we know they were distant travelers. You know, we might even think of them today as seekers. I hear that word sometimes. Even spiritual seekers. There's something beyond themselves that has stirred their imagination, that has kindled something within their heart, something that they're trying to find and they don't even know what that something is. But by golly, it's so compelling right now, I'm even going to set aside everything I have to do it. But eventually, what do they do? Whose authority, or to whom do they submit in terms of authority? Well, we're told that in the story, that they come to Jerusalem. And it's to the people of God, presenting themselves to the king to be told the prophecy of where this king would arrive. Now, my brothers and sisters, there is the need that we have in ourselves not to do it alone, not to do it by ourselves, not to go rogue from the instruction that is authoritative from God and His church, but to place ourselves humbly and confidently before God's authoritative word, and to make God's instruction our own. Now, even Herod, with the didn't know the prophecy, didn't recognize the star. But lo and behold, the prophet Micah is voiced from the chief priests and the scribes of the people. And Herod still is not really concerned, because he undoubtedly dismisses this as a child. I'll take care of that later. Nothing to worry about now. And we know the absolutely deplorable and nefarious action that takes place later. My invitation to you, which is an invitation to me, is to let this feast of Epiphany be a recognition of God choosing to make God's self known to us, and to do so through the church that Christ has founded, and to grow in understanding of that word that is proclaimed authoritatively, and to have God's authoritative word be the Epiphany. be that which more and more and more is a leading direction in my life. And to set aside those temptations to think that somehow God's word is inferior to my insight. Let's let this feast of Epiphany be a recommitment to Christ, to allow his presence and power to be the guiding influence evermore in our daily living.